Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
Message here from the broadcasting system saying we're ex-
we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. Engineers, like you know, where he's trying to sound professional. Well, I'm an engineer too, damn it. Anyway, hope you can hear me. And last week, they threw us on the loop, you know. Then they sent me an apology letter. Whoops, excuse me. I don't know what good apology letter is. They screwed the show up. How's that apology help, you know? Well, since you use that word apology, it don't mean nothing. Nothing at all, apology. But I always see Indians. Oh, I want an apology from them. I want them to apologize to us. They need to apologize. Man, like since they learned that word, it just burns through them all the time. They need to apologize to us. I don't want nothing from them. Remorse is what I like to see. Remorse, you know? And remorse isn't a word. It's something you do to show you didn't mean what you did and you're going to do something about it, you know? And in the case with our people, I don't see them doing nothing. I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And they're a cold-blooded race of people. Look at 20,000 people killed in Gaza. And every time you hear an American talk, they say, well, Israel has the right to defend itself. I mean, what kind of brain do they have? Israel has a right to defend themselves. They're not defending themselves. They're massacring thousands and thousands of people, and more than half of them are children and women that can't run, that can't hide. You know, that are sitting there, uchika, you know, like nothing they can do about it. I mean, what kind of people are they? And the Americans are right in, Americans supplying them with weapons. What more weapons do they need? They said there's in Vietnam they used 625 tons of weapons for a month for a whole country of Vietnam. And they said Gaza's only a little small area, and Israel already used 600 tons of weapons, bombs and stuff, against them. You know? I mean, you know, this is some wicked stuff. You know, and I wonder what's happening with the chat, but I don't see nothing going on in there. Anyway, maybe that's part of their live broadcast system engineers need to fix. But you know, the world is gone mad if they allow that to happen and don't do. Look at France, Italy, and those other European countries made a statement. They said, we're asking for a ceasefire. We're demanding. Well, why they wait till after they killed everybody to ask for a ceasefire? Why don't they do that from the get-go? They just say stuff now to sound humanitarian, but they're not humans. You know, if you stop something before it gets bad. Okay, they say Hamas bombed them, killed 1,200 of them, or whatever, you know? And they act like it just happened October 6th. But I was watching a video of Joe Biden way back when he used to have hair on his head, when he had dark hair and all that, and he was talking about defending Israel then, way back then. You know, this has been going on for 60, 70 years. What Israel is doing, this ain't one event where Hamas bombed them and it happened October 6th or 12th or whatever it was. This has been going on for years. But they feed that to society that, oh, Hamas did this, now we got to pay them back. When for 40, 60 years they've been attacked and bulldozed in their homes, moving in there, all these Israel people that act like, well, we're not involved in it. We're just people. We're not, but yet they're moving in there. It's like these Americans, oh, we didn't do that, but they sure living there in our house. They're sure eating our food every day. They're killing our animals. They're massacring animals. You know, the other day they let about 6 wolves loose free in Colorado. And right away, all the Washichu said, oh, you're ruining all the hunting for us. They're going to kill all our, we can't hunt no more because they're going to kill them. And man, you know, they cry about everything. They just cry, cry, cry. And look at it. When they get a car, they get these nice cars, you know, BMWs and all that, and they're racing cops. This girl is racing cops 140 miles an hour. Another Washichu kid, 120 miles an hour, killed a bunch of people, you know. And what do? Oh, he's a student, so we let him out on bail. And then when they do make a deal, they give him, you know, a little bit of time or make them pay a fine or something like that. You know, I mean, when we do something, it's a whole different story. And I never did drive a car that fast. I'm a 55 mile an hour guy driving down the road. You know, that's how it is with me. And, you know, but the whole thing is, you know, they're pretty wicked. And a lot of, like, our people that live here, live on the reservations and stuff like that, they don't know about that. They don't know about it. You know, so every once in a while, one of these Indians will give a chase, you know, and they'll get caught right away. And then when they get caught, they get the hell beat out of them and go to prison over it, you know? I seen it. I put a video one time how they chased a bunch of Indians, and, man, they had all kinds of cops on. They even did that to me before, you know, for nothing. Hell, I wasn't running to be tough. We was hauling ass because we thought they were going to kill us. So we were trying to hit a place, a truck stop or someplace lit up so they don't kill us. But they put those strips on the highway and, you know, caught us way out in New Underwood, out in the middle of nowhere. But they had so many different cops in jurisdiction. The sheriff took it over, and this was way back when I didn't have a cell phone. It was a phone that had a big battery you carry inside the car, a big system, had to have an antenna. Well, I had it underneath the seat. And right before, as this was going on, you know, one of my kids called up. And I said, hey, man, I can't talk. The cops are chasing. And anyway, I stayed on the phone, and I put the phone underneath the seat. And you could hear them cops racial talking, slamming us around. One cop broke his ankle because he went up, kicked my window with his foot and broke his ankle. Man, they had us out on the interstate, and it was cold out there. Anyway, I don't want to spend time on that story, but long story short, I wasn't driving. I had the flu. I was in the back seat, and all we had in the car was dog food because we're up in Rapid City. I was getting some dog food and some oats for my horses, and some young guys came with me to drive, you know, because I was Cuja. But I needed to get this stuff, so we went up there. So when they was chasing us, we was having, drinking, I don't know, McDonald's or some weird sodas, and I was in the back seat because I wasn't feeling good. The two young guys were up front. Anyway, man, them Rapid City cops, state troopers, Badlands, park rangers, the tribal cops were the ones who started chasing us, and they chased us into Kadoka. So that county chased us. Then we went to the Badlands Park, so the park rangers chased us. We hit I-90, so Highway Patrol chased us. When we got into Pennington County Sheriff was in it. Man, we had cops galore. Anyway, I'm here tonight. Wanawa hielo, still here, you know, right now, after all that kind of living in my life, going through the ordeal with them under authority, you see. And I was looking at how they recently, on the news, they found some medics, what do you call those medics? And ERs guilty of administering a drug on a young Hassapa kid that the cops were beat him up, and he was like going through some issues. So they gave him a shot of some drug that you give a psycho person. Like if you're freaking out and having psycho issues and, you know, and then they give you this drug to calm you down. They do that to our kids, too, by the way. And they gave it to him anyway. It killed him. So they just found these two medics guilty, and they found one of the cops guilty of that murder, and the other ones got found not guilty. But you see, and everybody's crying, oh, them medics are just doing their job. Let me tell you something. When a cop beats your ass, when you're beat up and you're assaulted, you don't give a person a psychotic drug, you know, because he's psycho. You administer help for him getting his ass beat. That's what you do. But these guys went over there and shot him up with, I don't know what the drug is, and I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, somebody could get technical. Philip and Wayne, you guys are on if you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the thing is, that's what they did. They gave him all this drugs. I mean, are enough. He only weighed 140 pounds. They gave him enough for a 200-pound man. Anyway, the young guy died. So his family were saying, we got a victory, y'all, we got a victory, you know. First of all, the whole incident happened. The young Hassapa kids walking down the sidewalk with a ski mask on and stuff. This was during COVID season. So instead of a COVID mask, he just had on a ski mask. And walking down, the Washita reported him because he looked out of place. So here comes the cops. He's walking down the road with some groceries, going to the store or whatever, I don't know. And the cops start bullying him, and next thing they're slamming him around, beating him up, slamming him, putting a chauvin neck hold on him, and he's screaming. And they got him down. They call the medics, and the medics go over there. He's fighting too, you know, for his breath. So they give him a shot. Because he's freaking out. They want to calm him down. That's how they're... Anyway, they got found guilty, what do they call that, manslaughter charge or whatever. They ain't going to get no time, you know. But the point is they got convicted in society. Oh, they're just doing their job. You know how Washita's want to defend.
They killed him with ketamine.
Yeah, that's it. It started with the K. And I don't even know what that stuff is. What is that stuff for?
It's used to treat people with depression and other other health conditions. However, just if you have like massive anxiety or if you're in a panic attack, they use it to treat individuals with depression or panic attacks. And what it does is also raises the heart rate. What they did was they just induced a heart attack by giving him overdose.
For what? Because he was getting ass kicking. When you get an ass kicking, what do? You treat a guy for the ass kicking. You know what I mean? I don't know what you give a guy with the ass kicking, but one thing, you stop beating him, for one thing. And second thing, you help him. You don't start shooting those psychotic drug stuff in them. I mean, here's the thing, for listeners out there. The pale face, the Europeans, the invasive species, they have no business putting their hand on another race of people. You know, they got it now where if you're a woman and the cops are coming to arrest you or something, they make another woman shoulder to deal with you. Well, they should do that with everybody else. Well, look at down there in Georgia, 7 Hossupa cops killed a Hossupa guy, and then they was bumping fists. I mean, what a bunch of stupid people, you know. But it's supposed to be, okay, I'm Lakota, so if they get me, they should just hold me and get Lakota cops. If the Lakota cops are going to beat my ass, that's their business. But you don't put your hands on another race of people. That's my point. And those American Washichu invasive species ain't got no business touching nobody in this country because they don't belong here. They're illegal. They're invaders. You know, they did all this wicked stuff, and this country is made up. You see, if you go to China, you're going to get pulled over by a Chinese cop, and he's going to talk Chinese to you. So a Chinese guy gets pulled over, he's his own people. Russians pull him over. You know, wherever you're at, whatever country you're in, except this country. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Australia, you know, these Washichu invaded countries, you know. But the point is, you know, this country is operated by the enemy of the people. And not only are they the enemy of us, since they invaded us, murdered our people, and blah, 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 you know the whole story. There's the enemy to every other society that lives here. They're the enemy to the Arabs. You know that. Once they see an Arab, he's automatically a terrorist. And Hossupa, they automatically, you know, he's no good, you know. And it's their DNA, their genetic makeup, to automatically look at anybody else like lowlives, like we're nobodies. That's why they're good at what they do. When they pull you over, they have no mercy in whatever they do to you after that. You know, they have no feelings whatsoever. You know, that's why Leonard Peltier's sitting in prison, older than hell, thick as hell. But do they have any mercy on them? No way. They're saying because he killed 2 FBI agents when they know he didn't. They all know he didn't. They just know he's the one that got caught, and he's the one that they legally, because the guys who admitted doing it beat the case in jury trial, they can't do nothing to them. Well, one of them's dead now, but one of them's still alive because they fought the case on self-defense. because that's what it was, self-defense. What do? You're sitting here on Indian country. Some white boys show up, Washichus, you know, not dressed up in uniform, undercover car, jump out, start shooting and stuff. What do? And during this time, there was a lot of murders going on all over, you know, people dying, getting murdered, just disappearing. So our people were paranoid of any pale face that shows up, you know. So that's that case. That's why they beat it, because, you know, but Leonard, they put his case in North Dakota where they're racist as hell and sent him up the river there, you know. You know, like I told people, this country is a country, the only country in the world like this country, where you live next door to your enemies. You drive down the road next to, every time a car passes you or you pass a car, just look through the window. Your enemy's in it. When you go in the shopping store, Walmart, walk around, your enemies are walking all over there. When the police pull you over, it's your enemy that's pulling you over. Even when you go to the doctor, it's your enemies there. And these medics that got this young kid, you know, they were his enemy. So every time something goes on here, we're facing the enemy. And you have enemies all over. So they're racist to everybody, the Washichu. That's why it's in their blood to go try to attack Venezuela, Iran, you know, be mad at Russia, go help Israel kill the Palestinians. It's in their DNA. No problem. That's how they live. But also, we have to remember, the people don't like them just as well. So when they're driving down the road, there's people looking at them hoping they get in a car wreck, are thinking, should I like to beat his ass, you know. There's a lot of evil going on out there, you know, because they're not liked either. That's why last month a bunch of kids beat a Washichu kid to death. And we got to stop this violence. Look at, if they don't want violence, if they want to teach peace and harmony, why are they over there supporting the bombing of killing somebody else? How can you want peace but do all this other stuff? Oh, we're not supposed to see that. This is separate here. You know, we're not supposed to know they're murdering over there. We're not supposed to know they got people locked up in Guantanamo Bay for no charges for 20 years, you know. We're not supposed to know that. We're not supposed to know about their rendition practices where they kidnap people and take them to different countries and torture them and beat them and kill them or whatever and say, oh, we didn't do it. We had nothing to do with that. You know, you look at the news, and what gets me is the Secretary of State or Defense or whatever it is a hostile guy. He's over there talking just like them. And I was looking at some of the comments, you know, and some people recognize it. They were saying, what's that slave doing up there talking? You know, that's what they were calling them, Washichu. What's that slave doing up there talking about bombing Gaza for and all that, you know? You see, there's so much hate and so much uh, what do you call that hypocrisy going on? They're never going to have peace, not in this country and nowhere. Never. Not going to happen. Because they keep making guns, you know, like they keep, like this Hannah Payne went and killed the old Hossapa guy. She chased him down. Wasn't even her job. I talked about this last week. Pulled him over and told him, get the F out the car. It wasn't even her car. Just because he drove off and left the scene of an accident, she chased him. But why did he leave the scene? She said he was drunk. She was accusing them of being drunk there. But the guy is diabetic and has blood pressure and sugar problems. I know what this stuff feels like now. You know, I get the same way. If you're in a stressful situation, you could die. So what do? I got to get out of this place. I need to see a doctor. He thought they were going to come and the doctor's going to come because he was in a wreck. But 20 minutes later, nobody shows up, so he gets in his car and drives off. So she chases him. But the kicker is this. She had a gun. She bought this gun 2 weeks before that. If she never had that gun, she would have never did that, confronted a Hossapa. And he was an old guy, too. She only did that because she had a gun. Now, you can tell all the people, they say, no, the gun isn't to blame. It's the person. So I don't know how you want to look at that, but I look at it like this. They make the guns for what? For murder. Guns, handguns, and the gun she had was damn sure wasn't made to go hunting deer or rabbit or stuff to put on your table. Those AK-47s and assault weapons either. You know? I mean, the biggest gun I ever used to hunt with was a 96 Mauser, 98 Mauser, I forget the name of it, but it used 8mm, really big bullet, you know. But our 30-06, you know, our hunting rifles. I never, ever went out with machine guns to go kill deer, you know. I go out there, say a prayer, and when I see a deer, we aim, boom, one time. Not da-da-da-da, you know, like machine gun them down. You know, but they make the guns. They make them for murder. They make them guns to be evil. Now, they say they make them to stop evil. You know, they say we're getting out guns, so that's why we make them. Well, you know what? That's a bunch of baloney. Every time there's a mass shooting, a mass killing, the shooter's dressed up like them, dresses up in black, wears camouflage, you know, wants to look like a SWAT guy or a Navy SEAL. They have an influence over what goes on. Even that Mexican that shot up down there in Texas someplace, that guy was into racism. He was into Hitler and all that. I guess his buddies, he run with Washichu or something, I don't know. But you see, they have an influence over the violence in the country. And when you talk to bikers, they say, oh, I'm packing. I got to concealed weapon permit or whatever. And then you look on the news, they're over there selling gun holsters. I mean, advertisements. And I was in the hospital, you know, in the hospital looking at their magazines. And what do they have in for the read? Those gun magazines, firearm magazines, telling what kind of guns to buy, gun stories, you know, in the hospital. So these people, this society that you all live in, everybody, is set up for murder, killing, and violence. And they're never going to get out of it. There's no way to stop them. You can't stop them because it's in their DNA, their genetics, to be killers, merciless killers. And they influence the Hasapa. So the Hasapa is on the same trip. But what gets me is 9 times out of 10, the Hasapa ain't out there killing them. They're killing their own kind. And then same way with the gangs, the Mexican gangs and stuff like that. And even on the rest, some of these Indians, you know, killing Indians. They're all influenced by those violent Washichu invasive species. So how are you going to stop the violence? How? You can't. There's no way. All you can do is make sure you don't get hit. All you can do is make sure you're not in that area. But even in your own home, something can come down in your own home because there's wicked people right out there on the road. There's wicked people right down the road. There's wicked people everywhere. And they're all influenced by the invasive species.
Hey, Wombly?
Even Indians. Yeah.
The invasive species is also warped little kids' minds now with violence.
Yep.
It's just not stealing a gun now. Only thing you need to do is pay $12 online for a file, a simple 3D printed file, and you can have a little 8-year-old make a pistol, a Glock handgun, 3D printer in their own home. And you can just order the parts online.
They got a name for them guns.
Ghost guns. They call them ghost guns because it's not even registered.
Ghost guns.
Right. You can just buy the rest
of the
parts online
and
get a full-equipped gun.
They're busting a lot. They're finding a lot of them. And a lot of murders committing with them. But the point is, regardless of that, is the influence. There's no way to stop them making ghost guns. There's no way to stop anything as long as they keep doing it. And you can't tell them that. I see this ad on YouTube. One guy, I guess his son got killed in Sandy Hook. So I don't watch the whole ad because I can't stand it. He's too stupid. He sits there wearing a suit and he says, "Hello, blah, 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 Sandy Hook. My son was blah, blah, Sandy Hook." And I change it right after that because I heard enough. You know what I mean? I heard enough. Because people turn into celebrities off their own kids' murders, off their own kids, you know. These women, the Washichu, they're doing that, you know. I mean, there's no way out of this mess except for us to stay out of the way of it. But what I see happening, you know, is it's going to get too far out of hand. And it's going to get so far out of hand, something's going down. Right now, they killed 20,000 people in Gaza. And down there in that one, Yemen, they're stopping the ships from going up into that port, that place, a shortcut to Israel. So they're putting they're making them go all the way around. So in other words, there's countries stopping the support and hinder Israel from having easy marketing. So the U.S. is having to spend more money to support Israel. Now they're fighting over because they still got all these promises they made to Ukraine. You know? So they got Ukraine going and Israel going. And I don't care what. They can make all the guns they want. They can have everything, but it still costs money. Because they got to pay whoever works. Nobody's going to work in their gun-making factories or armored tank factories for nothing. It costs money. No trucker's going to be shipping this stuff for free. Everybody does stuff for money. Whether it's the government, they say, oh, the government, they just make them themselves. They still got to pay. You know? So when it's like that, they have to start taking it from someplace else. Because Trump ain't going to give up his stake for no Ukrainian or Israel guy. And neither is Biden. Neither is none of them. Neither is them Supreme Court justices. None of them are going to give up their stake to support that. So someplace down the line, something's going to happen. But since I already got this far into the show, I better let Tehanshi say a prayer because I'm starting to talk dirty again.
Oh, how's it going, Tehanshi?
All right.
Can you hear me?
I
stay in Chicago.
Well,
huh?
Don't go there again, please.
I'll say a prayer real quick to calm things down. Hold on.
The Ohun Keshni Hena Tukashila, Tunka Kiki Tukash. Our one Yonko Hihunion Kontukashla, Unshia Lonhonke, we chose on Yoki, Vashleste, Yuha Opta, Mauniuna, Pejitru Hecha, Yuha Ake, Yupiak, Lunkino Jim Tukashla. Now to take the Tukashla Hunk, Wachinium Setch, Yonko Hena Tukashla, Yushkia, Woki, Vashleste, Aglice, Yotoke Tukashla, Wakanjalan Honke. Woken Aglena Trukashla. Natuk takes the water, ki young Lene Yohila Trukashla. We chose Ani, Mosi Unichila Ponko Onki up Petrukashla, Istamon Shilonki up, La Cota La Monkbanicha. Natrukashla Takota, Ipak Yonkon Colonel Hector, which he chapel lecta. Ushuki La Potrukashla, how Mitakias.
How Mitakias. Let me mention something to you or to our people out there. You know, I know Tanshi's got a big job coming here real quick, you know, because him and his hairy elephant, they got to deliver all this stuff tomorrow, you know. Have you seen a hairy elephant floating in the sky?
I don't use reindeers. I use hairy elephant.
Yeah, with the hairy elephants and all his tacos in the back, you know, and they're running around, yeah. You know, dropping off, you know. So out there, so I know he's busy. So we don't want to overwork him. You know, he's got a big job coming. You know? I know one thing. Plus, he's got to stop down at my house tomorrow night to sing Christmas carols. Him and I was hoping Philip would join in with him. Come, you know. And next year, I promise you, I would do it for you guys next year. You know, come down, sing some Christmas songs, and I can eat cookies and chocolate out my front door. You know, while you guys come. I'll throw one of them scarves around my neck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Hatola.
All Hatola from the neck down, just the scarf on, man. Yeah. Have you
just
with that, that Russian cap on?
With the mistletoe right on top of me.
I just caught a part of what you're saying about Palestine and Israel. You know, Punchy, when you go back in history and you look at, you know, back when Eisenhower was president, see, there was still a lot of Palestinian land back in the day. And what Eisenhower told the world was that Israel couldn't displace 30 million Palestinians. And he said, they got to do it slowly, a little at a time, to take over that country. Well, this was way back in the day. And the genocide started, like I say, when they put those people there, promising Palestinians. Same thing with the Lakotas here in the so-called United States, made up of United States. Similar to that, see. But clear back then, all of this started. So that's why I say people think that this is just, you know, started. No, they've had this evil plan of killing off all the Palestinians for the oil way back in that day and age, see. But like you said, like Eisenhower said, how would it look if we in Israel went in and wiped 30 million people off the face of the earth? He said that wouldn't look good on us. See, way back when Eisenhower was president.
Before you came, I was talking about Biden. There's an interview Biden had when he used to have all his hair on his head when it was brown when he was young, and he was talking about that, you know. And they just killed more than 20,000 already.
Yeah.
And that whole country's wiped out to the T. But, you know, where I'm getting at, because we know that, we see that. We know that it's been going on for 50
Evilness.
Years. It didn't just start October 6th or whenever they said it is. But the point is what I'm talking about is this country that invaded our country. They're the ones that's the biggest influencers of violence. And that's the example right there. They're supporting Israel with weapons. They're supporting the Ukraine with weapons. And they're over here saying, how can we stop the violence? We need to stop the violence, you know. And they're the ones that have it going. They're the ones who make all these guns. They ain't just making hunting rifles. They're making murder weapons. You know, when that girl killed that hoss-up for leaving the scene of an accident, good thing they gave her life, you know.
Yep.
I mean, none of my business, but I ain't going to lie. I did the funky chicken just because, you know, it's coming back on them, you know.
Yep.
And they just found two medics, ER medics, guilty of giving this young Hasapa kid, I don't know, some kind of drug for being a psycho, you know, and found him guilty. And then they found one cop guilty. But they're not going to get no time, these guys. But the point that I'm saying is this. You know, people are saying, well, how come these black guys can't just obey and quit doing? Well, this guy wasn't doing nothing. He just looked, you know, he is wearing a ski mask in the summertime because it was COVID. And he didn't want to wear a regular mask, and he was kind of a dorky kid anyway. So he did it, and the cop and Samuashichu, just like they did in Cincinnati, Washichu calls up and says the guy's got a gun in Walmart. Well, this happened over here. Washichu calls up and says this Hossapa's looking strange. I know he didn't say Hossapa. He probably used the N-word. That's the nine. He's walking around, you know, so the cops come over and confront him, throw him down. Anyway, they kill him. They beat him up, and then the medics come, and instead of treating him for an ass-whipping, treating him for an assault, they treat him like he's crazy and give him this shot of this drug, and it kills him.
So, ketamine.
So the people are saying, well, they're just doing their job, but you see how they defend this. But here's what I'm saying all along, I've been saying this, and I'm sure I ain't the only one saying this. These Washichu got to learn to keep their hands off of people. No Washichu should be touching a Hossapa. No Washichu should be touching a Lakota. No Washichu should be touching anybody. If they want to kill somebody, kill their own kind, beat up their own kind. But when you put your hands on another race of people, you're no good. You're racist. You know, and that's what they did. They said, "Oh, he's a little Hossapa, so let's experiment." Anyway, good thing they found him guilty. They ain't gonna get no time. But the other thing that irks me is the kid's mother and family. They said, "Oh, we got a victory, y'all. We won them, blah blah." You know, blah 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 blah. You know, they're not. They don't care that their brother or son died. To them, this is a war with the Washichu. So they're making a big statement. Oh, now we got them back. But, you know, to me, if that Washichu kills my son, the only way I'm going to feel good is if I get a piece of his ass myself.
Yep.
I ain't going to feel good if somebody else does something, you know, like, you know what I mean? The court.
Yeah.
I don't feel good because the court gives a guy, finds him guilty. I don't care. But you see how the American brainwashes people that when a guy gets found guilty in jury trial, the victim's family go, yay, 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 yay. They make a big old jumping around all happy. Well, maybe the guy's still innocent. But they're just trained, brainwashed, that when you get, when they say somebody's guilty, they think that's justice. Well, that ain't justice. Justice is when you get a hang, slap a rope around that guy's neck. When you know he did it. When you know he did it. Like when those cops killed my nephew in Scottsdale, gunned him down. They never went to court. They let him go. They call it justifiable. But what if they did convict him? I still wouldn't feel good. And what pissed me off is when I was at his wake and funeral, his little buddies were standing. He had a lot of his buddies at the wake and funeral. They're little Indians. What are they? Those Pimas, Salt River Pimas.
Yeah.
You know, and they're walking around, and they're wearing those stocking nets, women's stocking nets tied on the top. Remember how Hossapa was wearing?
Yeah.
And they're walking around dressed like little Mexicans and Hossapas and looking tough. And I'm over there, and we're praying. And I told them, the guys, hey, I said, what are you guys doing there? Oh, that's my brother. They killed my brother. I'm here. I said, you know, don't call him your brother if you ain't going to get in your car and go over there and massacre them cops that gunned them down. If he's your brother, you get your ass over there and take care of that, you son of a bitch. Excuse me, but that's how I was talking. I was mad. I said, you guys are over here acting tough and all that, but look at You ain't doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
You're over here trying to look tough to each other with that Hossa cap on and all that. You even lost your – I was mad, you know. And they're looking at me, you know. And nobody said nothing to me, but that's what I said. I made a scene. I told them, you got to get the hell out of here, you know. This is your people, Pima. I said, my nephew's Lakota. He's half Lakota, you know. That's why I'm here, you know. You say he's your buddy? Well, why are you here and not over there chasing them Peckerwoods down for what they did? You see, that's the kind of mode I get into. And I don't feel no justice because a court steps in and says, okay, we got the guy who killed your brother, and we found him guilty, and he's going to go to prison. That still don't make me feel good. What make me feel good is put me in a cell with that sucker, you know.
Yep.
But you see, that's how that society operates. They tell you don't take the law in your own hands, right? They tell you that.
Yep.
But yet, they take the law in their own hands.
You know, that goes back to this, you know, these Washitus. When something, they weaponize the police. They use these Washitu police to do these things for them, see? The Washitu, that's how they do it. When we do it, then it's against the law, you know? That goes back to like when Custer and all the things that he used to do. And they say, oh, they cut him up. They did all these bad things. No. What about Custer and what he did? A lot of these women that were in that camp during that time, seeing what that murderous man did to babies, to women. So that's why they chopped him up, put awls in their ears, you know, eyes, all this stuff. It's true that they did that. But a lot of these people, a lot of these women that lost babies, sons and grandpas and fathers and brothers during the so-called rounding up of Indians trying to herd them to Oklahoma, seeing what this man did, Custer did, then when it was returned to them, they made a big old deal about it. See, the Washitus didn't see what their Washitu general was doing. They only tried to paint the Lakota people as bad people. No, these guys did worse things. Sand Creek Massacre, look at that. They never talk about that. You know, the things they did, raping, you know, bayoneting little babies because they weren't worth a bullet. All the slicing pregnant women's stomach open because she looked at Custer. There's a lot of stories that man, the things that him and his cavalry, the 7th Cavalry, did to Lakota people. There's a lot of those women that were in those, that got away from Custer and were in those camps. Then they wonder why these, they did all these, why is it when it's returned, it's not equal? You know, why is that? These Washitus, they're the ones that created this. They're the ones that were doing this to us. Then when we returned the favor, then it was really bad. Oh, they still look down on us for it. But what about that general and the things he did to all these Indians, these Lakota people, and these, when he was rounding them up? You know, he did worse things. Then they talk about Hitler and the things. Shit, this Hitler took what the Americans did here in America and used that as his manifesto to do what he did. And then Hitler was a bad dude. He learned from the best, which is these white Washita Americans. You know, that's the thing. When they talk about justice, that black family ain't getting no justice. Yeah, they might have found him guilty, but do you think that they're going to give this so-called these medics and this cop any time? Hell no, they ain't going to get no time. As a matter of fact, they'll find a way to say that these guys are victims, not the person that's dead. That's how this Washitu system, it's their system. It don't belong to the Hassapa. It don't belong to the Washitus. They weaponized their system. That's their system. That's why they protect their own kind. I don't know when these, that's why when they say equal rights, I laugh at that. What do they mean by equal rights? They don't even use land issues. Now, if it had to pertain to the land, they'd not believe them, but they don't. They want to be just like the Wasichas. You know, and that's, to me, that's evil, totally evil. But yeah, when we do it back to them, then we're the evil. We're the worst of the worst. You know, they don't tell the things they did. That's why I say, look at Israel. Look what it's doing to these Palestinians. You know, and then now they got some of these people in Congress and whatever saying, oh, we got to figure a way to stop this foolishness, all this killing. Who's doing the killing? It's America-supplied Israelis, Jews, the ones that badmouth Hitler. They're the ones doing this. They're using the same tactic Hitler did on the Jews. And yet nobody's saying anything about that. They want to wipe that whole race. Like, that's what I was saying about Eisenhower and what he said. It would look really bad if us in Israel went in and wiped 30 million Palestinians out. So we have to do this slowly and take it away from them slowly. That was way back in the day. That plan is still going today. That genocide is still going today. It's been planned for years and years, the genocide. And nobody says anything. Now they're, oh, this is, you know what? That's the Palestinians or what Lakota people went through here in the so-called Americas, the so-called Wasichu Americas. They hide all the bad things they did. And then they try to blame us for being bad when we take up for ourselves. Just like Peltier. They shot at them first. Those cops didn't identify themselves or nothing. They shot at those Indians. They shot back, but they were successful. Then two of them got found not guilty. So they set him up. They took him to North Dakota, a state that's even worse, more racist than South Dakota, because they knew they're going to get a conviction over there. You know,
and
these Wasichu
about that earlier
this,
in the show.
This
about
these Wasichus and these black people, they're not going to get nothing out of it. Yeah, they might get money or whatever, but these Wasichus are going to protect those medics and those cops. So what is justice?
Get no time. But here's the thing, you know, here's my point about all this stuff, is you can't stop them. You know, they're going full blast. There's no way, because I said, when you walk out that door, when you go on the street, you're out there with the enemy. When you get pulled over, when you get pulled over, it's the enemy. Everything we do, it's the enemy. When you go to work, you're working with the enemy. When you go to the store, you're going to the store with the enemy. The enemy's everywhere for everybody, because when a Hasapa gets pulled over, he's getting pulled over 9 times out of 10 by his enemy, the Wasichu. And same way with us. And this country's like that. But you go to China and you're Chinese, you get pulled over by a Chinese cop talking Chinese, and there's your people, Russia, Middle East, every place except, you know, these invaded countries like Australia and that. And people don't understand what that feels like. They just don't. A Wasichu does not know what it feels like, because they don't go through it like we do. Here, I leave here, I go to Valentine. I get stopped there on Highway 20, 10 miles from my house, and who's stopping me? A Wasichu. It ain't a Lakota. I remember one time when I went to Standing Rock, before I got to Standing Rock, a cop pulled me over, and there was a Lakota cop, so I was all happy. You know, I got stopped by a Lakota guy. He stopped me because my headliner was flapping inside. It was down in the back, and I had the window down, so the whole headliner was flapping up and down in the back window. So it looked like somebody was pumping back there or something. Right? You know? So he pulled me over. What's going on there? He seen that. He laughed. He said, oh, okay. He laughed. Where are you going? I said, Standing Rock. He's seen all the states. He said, all right. He said, yeah. And he even told me where to go. He said, the front line's right up there. You'll see all the everything going on. He told me where to go. So I said, but you see, when you get stopped by your own kind, it's different. You know, like I remember I got stopped by Cedric. But Young Bear, you know,
like
a long-haired cop. And just like, what's the Lloyd Bianas and what's his cousin's name, that guy? Damn, I can't think his name. Remember, he's even police chief. He's some that. Well, those guys are cops. But, you know, you talk to them normal because they're your own kind.
Yeah. You know?
But when you get stopped and pushed around by a foreigner in your own country, they don't know what that feels like. That's why when this girl got convicted in court with a HACCP judge, a HACCP prosecutor, those are HACCPs that handcuffed her when she got found guilty, and witnesses were HACCPs, you know, I was thinking, good for her. It's about time they see what it feels like to have your enemy making you face their justice system, you know. But you see, but I also said, that's cool for them, but don't think that we can do that. We can't.
Yep.
Our people can never get to that level of getting justice by us having a jury of Lakota, a Lakota judge, a Lakota prosecutor, giving the Washicho life sentence for something he did to one of our people. That's never going to happen. Why not? Because we don't have the numbers. They massacred us so bad that we're barely hanging in there as a people. And they got us so bad that our people rolled over and they're thinking like them, American. So they're even saying vote, vote, vote and do all this stuff like American, you know. But no matter how, it will take them 5,000 years for our people to get the numbers back to be able to be equal in population as them. And that's never going to happen because they got our women thinking we need birth control. They already made a lot of our women where they can't have kids.
Yep.
They promote, what do you call that, so women can't have kids, cutting their tubes. They're doing everything so we don't have kids. So we're never going to multiply, you know, like HACCP. So if you think that we can one day be like them by voting and getting involved, you're foolish. Baloney.
Yep.
And it's never going to work. Our best way to deal with that system is let them know we're not involved in what they do and don't get involved with what they do. I mean, we have to work. So it's okay to go out and work. If you want to go to school, go to school. If you want to be a doctor, be a doctor. You want to be something, go ahead. But don't think that if you join in with them in their system, it's going to be good for our people. Because you know damn well, once you become a cop, you're going to quit being Lakota, and you're going to be one of them.
We know that for a fact, right? Don't you?
Our old people, when we see them become a cop, right away they start looking at us out of the corner of their eye.
Yep.
You see? So we're never going to, it's never going to work for us. So quit trying to make our people. I had a woman on Facebook put me down and said, I'm the reason why our people live in crap because I'm a bad influence for our people. You know?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Currency, that goes back to what I was saying. You know, why don't we, a bunch of us, get together and get one of these countries and say, hey, that what you're doing is none of our business. We're tired of this bush. We're going to take care of ourselves now. And lease a bunch of land to China or Russia or something, you know. But yet our own people don't think like that. They think like Washichus. The Washichu is the great savior, you know. And that's the attitude that a lot of these guys have, no matter where we go. They don't have that, you know, and that's what I was saying. The sovereign, they even tore that apart and have these guys convinced there's a limited sovereignty, whatever the hell that means, you know. And
like,
our own people believe this.
They sell land in the Black Hills, lots of it, real cheap too. But
yep.
If you're a Lakota, you go up to the real estate and say, hey, this land's for sale, I want to buy it. They'll say, no, it's not for sale. They ain't going to sell it to you.
Another thing they say to us is, oh, you're a ward of the government. See, there's always, and that's what I was saying. Back in Yellow Thunder and Crazy Horse Camp and those camps when we was going up there to move in, you know, we was told to build houses, but these so-called leaders threatened to throw us out if we cut trees down because it was illegal. I don't know I was all confused because that's what we were supposed to do. And why was we there on our land trying to use it and use the resources and our own people, these so-called leaders, telling us that it was illegal for us to do that? Our own people. You know, that's what really gets me, is why are they so brainwashed, telling us that we can't cut a tree down to build a log house when they're they're totally deforesting hillsides to make boards for their own Washichus. But yet we can't cut trees down to build houses. Our own people were doing this, telling us we had to live in teepees. You know who I'm talking about, Kanshi. You know, but, you know, that, to me, that was totally wrong. Then we have these so-called lawyers that's supposed to represent us, but yet they were taken up for the government coming against us. They were supposed to be representing us. And there were some Washichu lawyers that were defending us. Some Washichu lawyers. You know, not our own. That's how confused our people. Why is it illegal for us to go up there and build houses on our land? But yet a Washichu could go up there and move and get, well, I don't know what the hell and how they work it, but they're given free land, Park Service land it's called. They got to file an application somewhere and they get free land. And if there's any kind of improvements, they get to claim it. Why, you know, what's wrong with our people, you know? That's the question I got. Why is that? You know, you try to get a group of people to go up there and do this, and what happens? Somebody in there always, oh, that's illegal. This is illegal. You know, that's how brainwashed our own people are. And when you do it yourself, you go up there, you have your own people plus the Washichus coming after you. Maybe they're noisy. I don't know. You know?
See,
they all turn against you.
Here's the other thing is the medical system. We have no choice but to let the enemy be our doctor. So that's why our kids are catching autism. That's why we don't know what they're giving us when we show up. They're the ones giving us cancer and everything else. We don't know what they're, you know, you go in there for a simple blood test. What are they doing? Is it a blood test or are they putting something in you while they're at it? Because they took some blood out of me and then they were putting something in me. And I said, what is that you're putting in me? Oh, they're cleaning this out, you know. You know, what is it that they're doing? You know, they're cleaning me out with something they said. How do I know that's what they're doing? We don't know what they're doing. When your kids go to the doctor, how do we know they're not putting diabetes or whatever in? I mean, I don't know how all this stuff works. Maybe, you know, I do know that they can poison your ass. I know that. So, you know, we have no choice but to trust them. Why do we have to trust our own people? You know, our own why do we have to trust a doctor when he's not even one of us? He's one of them. You see, that's really hard to do. That's why my mom didn't want to get an operation. She could have got an operation, they said, and maybe she would have been able to walk again. But, you know, she told me, she said, son, I don't want to go see no Washington doctor at all. Because my niece went in to see the doctor. She was all right. She had a procedure. They put her to sleep, and there she never woke up. She stayed in a coma like 7 years and then finally passed on. And that made my mom think, wow, you know, when you see stuff like that, it bothers you. You know, you can't trust them. You know, you're scared because they make rules. If your kid goes to school, then he's got to have all these vaccinations. And then if you apply, like, for, like, spiritual or some kind of traditional reason, you might get by with it. But still, when you're at their schools and your kids are out of your sight, what goes on? When they give your kid an apple, what's in that apple? I mean, there's so many ways they can destroy us. And, yeah, right now, if the FBI is listening to us, he's saying, this guy's got a phobia problem, you know. You know, phobia. Well, do I have a phobia problem, paranoia problem, or what problem is it that I got for not trusting them? Why is it that not trusting them means I got a phobic problem or a, you know, why do I got to be insane because I don't trust them? See, if you don't trust them, then they say something's wrong with you.
You know, Tanshi, it goes back to what you were saying. None of my kids are immunized. None of them. I didn't want that for them. And it was up to the old lady. She didn't want them immunized or whatever it is to go to school. So all my kids had to be homeschooled. All of my kids. You know. And my kids didn't take it. And if these guys are so protected with all these shots, how come my kids can't go? Because my kids are the ones that are at risk. But yet, they have all these kids that have these shots, and they want my kids to take them before they go interact with them. That's what they said. To me, that's a bunch of BS. You know, my kids are the ones that are at risk because they didn't take the shots. But yet, they're trying to force us to give our kids those shots. Why? You know? And like you were saying, autism, all this other stuff, we don't know what they're putting into these shots. So I refuse to give my kids shots because Tunkashalas told us not to. So I didn't. I never did. And we're still dealing with it today. You know? And there's even some Washichus that got involved in that. They didn't want their kids anymore, but they're all homeschooled now. And they're getting a better education than these guys that they have all grouped up. You know, what is it about this immunization? Well, you know, all these rich Washichus, they're the ones that want that because they make money off of that, see? And me, myself, like Kunshi said, I don't trust those shots. I don't trust them. You know, I had one of my friends' kid, There's nothing wrong with their kid, nothing at all. It was a little over a year. He went in and got some of those shots, whatever they call them, and the kid is autistic. Perfectly normal kid. And it scared the shit out of me because that perfectly good kid that was crying, laughing around, joking, you know, playing with grown-ups and stuff at that young age, all of a sudden, you couldn't get nothing. You couldn't get reactions from that kid. And here, come to find out, when he got older, they said he had autism when he was a perfectly healthy kid. What did they do to that? They never did tell her what they did, you know? So this is the stuff that goes on out there.
And Wayne and Philip, you guys, you know, your lines are on, you know. You can jump in. I don't know what the hell you're doing over there or what you got on, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, the way how I see it, why won't they go back to where they came from, all the invasive species? Why won't they go back to Europe and take their gun violence with them? You know? Because the way how
they
I
don't
see
want
it here, well, that's true. They don't want to, but here's the thing. You know, I've heard a lot of Wasishu tell me flat out, you know, whatever my ancestors did, I have nothing to do with it. Well, if you look at the legal definition, okay, of a criminal here, you think about it, and they're basically an extension of them,
yep.
which makes them an accessory after the fact. So that's what we're dealing with, an accessory after the fact when it comes to these criminals who committed war crimes on us and other type of biological warfare, weapons of mass destruction crimes as well. So if you think about it, we're still dealing with the criminals, which took over our land and everything else. That's all I wanted to say.
You know, people always forget, like, in Wounded Knee, when those 300 and some people died, got killed at Wounded Knee, they had a brand new weapon that they wanted to test. That was done at Wounded Knee, the so-called Hotchkiss. That was tested there at Wounded Knee. That's why they looked at it as such a big success. They had to get their army men off the hook because of that cannon. You know, there's a lot of things like that, these Wasichus. Today, they sit there, oh, it wasn't me, it was my grandfather, it was my grandma. You know, it was this guy. I didn't have nothing. They're just as guilty because they're still here. They're still promoting what those murderers, those rapists did back in the day by not acknowledging what they did to us. And that's me, myself. Like I say, the reason why these people don't want to leave is because their own people in their own country don't want them. You talk to some of these real Germans, some of these real Europeans from those countries, and they tell you straight out that the people, I said, they're your ancestors, they're your people. And they said, no, they're not our people. They're evil. And these are people from these countries that are saying this about their relations over here. You know, that ought to tell you something about how these Wasichos are around here. Their own people don't want them in their countries. You know, so we're stuck with them. And yet they don't want to acknowledge that. They don't even want them in their own countries. And so and they're here, like I say, and illegally. They always talk about illegal immigrants.
So, I mean, whoops.
They brought into the U.S. that have all, they're giving them all kinds of Social Security, giving them houses. They're moving them over here. What about these Mexicans? What about these South Americans? What about our brothers and sisters down south? They don't get treated like that. As a matter of fact, they're still trying to deport them, but yet they're importing all kinds of Washington and giving them.
Which one of you guys is pounding over there?
There's the kids are raising hell in there. But, yeah, that's what's happening. You know, that's right now, like I say, they're shipping Ukrainians over here and giving them a free ride and they don't even want to acknowledge what they've done to us or how they've treated us up to this day. And like I was saying, our own people are on board for this. That's what I was telling you guys about the Black Hills. When we tried to move, you know, I'm only one man. Try to move everything that we was trying to do was illegal. But our own people were telling us this. They were so afraid, but yet they did nothing to us, you know, because they knew that was our land. Those Washington, they never charged anybody, you know, and that's the thing. We, our people are our greatest because of the brainwashing that's done. You know, they don't worry about us because our own people will handle it. Mario Gonzalez is a good example of that. You know, a lawyer that's supposed to be defending us, helping us. All he wants is money. He's trying to sell the Black Hills so he could get, what, $1 million out of the deal as a lawyer? You know, money isn't nothing. The land, is that the Chesapa is sacred because that's where we came from. It's our sacred land. We don't ever go to Europe and say, hey, we're going to steal this cathedral here because it's ours, you know? We don't do that stuff. It's only these mindless murdered people, you know.
Some Indians saying, don't blame me. I voted for Bernie.
voting, shit. I mean,
see, he voted for Bernie. You see how they are?
Yep.
These are.
That's what we're talking about.
They're on Facebook. They're on Facebook, these Indians, and they act like they're traditional one day, and the next day they're talking like that, you know? There's one guy that used to come on this show, but he kind of quit. He must have started picking up what we're talking about, and he better haul ass because, you know, and he used to come on with the other guy, that guy standing bear. Anyway, he passed away. But that guy used to come on here and talk all this traditional stuff. And then one day, an Indian got mad, and he started putting that Indian down, you know, saying that Indian was a like a bad person because he got kicked out of the military. And he was really putting down this Indian and trying to throw smut on this Indian because he is a Lakota. And he said, he got kicked out of the military here. So I stood up for the guy. And here he said, you should be ashamed of yourself sticking up for a traitor. After that, man, I was done with that guy. You know what I mean? I was done with him. But we have these kind of people. Some of them even show up on the radio station, on the radio show once in a while. And they'll really be talking about how they're into activism, they're into traditionalism, they're into spirituality and all this. And then they'll come up with something like that. Well, I voted for Bernie.
That guy
got kicked out of the military. So you know. You know, to me, getting kicked out of the military is like getting kicked out of the KKK or getting kicked out of the Hells Angels. Doesn't mean nothing to me. He shouldn't have been in there from the get-go. But maybe, of course, the way the government is, they're the ones come around and slap a bunch of us in, you know, make promises and some, you know. So some of us do end up in that situation. But the point is, you know, if you decide to leave, you should just be able to leave without people throwing you on a guilt trip, saying like you're a traitor because you joined the KKK and now you want to get out of it because that's what it is. You know, I mean, I seen Indians in the military, and they were the biggest suckasses. I wouldn't want to come home face my people. After doing what they do, standing there was Washita right in his face, hollering at him, and he said, "Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Private so-and-so reporting as so-and-so." You know, that's a shame that we gotta give up our manhood just to be in their military, to obey them and do what they say, and let them march you off to war. And a lot of our people have died in the battlefield fighting in their wars. And what do they get for it? What's so good about putting a American flag on a coffin? What's so good about a medal on your uniform after you're dead? They don't give your mother anything for losing her son. They don't give the woman anything for losing her husband. You know, nobody gets nothing for it except a flag, you know, and maybe get buried over.
And life insurance. And a little bit of life insurance money, too.
Yeah. But so what? What is that? I mean, what is that?
It makes them quiet down, make them shut up. That's all.
No, but you see, that's a whole different thing. It's got nothing to do with me, life insurance. What do I need life insurance? We're going to die anyway. We're all going to die. How does help? Oh, so your family can have some of that blood money when you're dead? When we die, life goes on no matter what. So why should we be sucking ass for life insurance? You know? I mean, when you put yourself in that mode, then you're going to end up justifying a little something. And that little something leads to something a little bit bigger. And next thing, you're a full-fledged American. When you can say, "I don't need nothing from them," and live like a Lakota or indigenous, whatever you tribe you are, then you're somebody. Then when you die, when you go to the spirit world, you're somebody. But because you sucked ass to have their life insurance, you sucked their ass to have to be able to go to their doctor. Who the hell? They're still your enemy. You know? I mean, so you die and you leave your wife with, what, $50,000 when you die. So what does she do?
$240,000.
Listen to me. Now let me start over. So you die and they leave your wife with $50,000. What does she get out of it? She goes, buys a Cadillac. She gets a few things, buys some fancy earrings, a nice watch, some clothes, and runs off with another guy because you're not there. And she's got money to looking good now. So you're that life insurance is for you. You know, you think that benefits you? You know, I mean, that's brainwash, Wayne.
They should give it to you when you're alive.
Yeah, give it to you. You know, but they don't give. They're not going to give us nothing. You see, the point what I'm saying is, we don't need nothing from them. We don't need nothing from them. Yeah, if you go to the military and you learn how to shoot their weapons, that's the best thing you get out of it. You know, like I learned how to shoot them laws. I learned, you know, I got some experience with weapons that I never would have had a chance to put my hands on. You know, but here I am now. I don't need them now. What do I need a law over here for? What do I need a M64 over here, you know? I mean, I don't need none of that stuff. I don't need nothing they have. Sure, we all got to bow down a little bit, someplace, somehow. And we all bow down to Mazda Ska some kind of way. So you know. And sometimes I feel guilty or ashamed for this and that, you know. And just like Christmas, okay, we're having Christmas, you know, and I'm not going to throw a guilt trip on Tanashi for his hairy elephant delivering gifts around the world.
Don't go to my elephant now, man.
Yeah,
you know, he didn't do nothing.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to you, but
that's my transportation. Leave it alone.
You know, we have kids. We have kids, and it's all right for our kids to believe in something. You know, it's all right for our kids to believe in, I guess, Peter Cottontail hiding Easter eggs, because all that stuff is just some kind of fun activity, joyous activity someplace, and then it goes away. We all did that, you know. Me, it came, it went. I realized Santa Claus wasn't real, you know, and I went on, you know. And my mom used to like to decorate her Christmas tree, you know, and my daughter and them, they put a tree up in the house. I'm not going to be such a b-hole. Hey, take that tree down. I don't believe in Santa Claus. I'm not going to do that, you know. I just, you know, what makes them happy is all right with me. You know what I mean?
As long as they're having fun with it. And like I say,
yeah,
you know, that time of year, I like to eat. You know, that's always something good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there you go. So we're doing something, you know. So we all got to come down a little bit. It's not being Washichu. It's this time of the year is Wakan anyway. So we're participating in a traditional thing, even with or without a Santa Claus or a hairy elephant, you know? We're participating.
You know, Toshi, what gets me is a lot of times, like our own people, oh, you're not American? You know? What kind of question is that to ask a person from this that got done wrong by those people? You know? I don't know where these guys get off on that. You're not American. You know? No, I'm not American. I'm a Lakota, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a Lakota that was forced into accepting. They never accepted us as American anyway. It's just in name only that they did that to try to make themselves look good. We never got nothing out of it. They never did nothing to treat us differently from the way they've been treating us. So why should I be American, you know?
We have family. And sometimes, like, our mothers are like Philip has his son Lucas, and, you know, Wayne has his mother, you know. And, you know, these are fortunate things, you know, that we have to appreciate. And we do things, you know, to have some, you know, like have some togetherness at these times of the year, because, you know, and you know, like I'm happy to see my kids happy. Let's put it that way.
It is.
I'm happy to see my wife happy. I'm happy to see my mother when she's alive happy. My grandma, you know. I'm happy for that. But, you know, like I see sometimes like these AIM people, they get off on trying to throw everybody on a guilt trip. You know, oh, you're colonized because you got a Christmas tree in your house. They
That's
try to.
Part of it.
Yeah.
You know, they try to, like I say, they're so brainwashed. They try to turn it against you. And what you're doing is look at all the people doing it. Maybe your kids don't want to get left out of it. Maybe, you know, some of your relations don't want to get the festivities. Maybe that's time of the year that they want to join these festivities. You know, I'm a Lakota. I don't believe in Santa Claus. But if my family or my kids want to do it, I'm fine with it. You know, I'm not going to tell them what to do. I never did tell them what to do. If they want to have fun at that time of the year, I'll let them.
If somebody buys your kid a present and wraps it up in some nice wrapping and a ribbon, what are you going to do? Say, hey, don't give that to my kid, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we end up bending some rules and we end up doing things, you know, and we end up doing it. But my main thing is to join in with the American in his voting, in his leadership, calling Biden my president, you know. They say my president or our president. You know, he's not mine and he's not ours. He's nothing. You know, and that's the point what I'm trying to send home that's the message I want to give. I don't know what you guys think, Philip or Wayne, or what you think I'm, you know, maybe you think I'm a bad influence or whatever. But my point.
That's your thing. That's what you want to do. Me personally, I'm getting tired of stressing out over getting kids gifts, and I can't afford shit. I mean, I'm sitting here wrapping presents, and none of this stuff is what I bought them or wanted to give them. It's things that I've had over the years that I'm wrapping for my daughter. I you know what I got Lucas for Christmas? I got him a pair of pants, a pair of tennis shoes, and a T-shirt, and that was 2 weeks ago. I told him, you can't be wearing pants that are too short for you because your mom's too doggone lazy and cheap to go get you clothes. You know, you're wearing your brother's stuff, and it's already you're already almost as tall as your brother at 13. So, I'm fed up with it myself. Yeah.
But Philip, I'm not saying I get fed. Now, you might get me wrong here. I might not appreciate something too, because I'm at the worst time of my year as far as money goes too. You know, I'm having to bend all kinds of rules to do something that that if it wasn't these holidays, I wouldn't have to do. But it comes down to you're making Lucas feel good. That's what's important. And that's what I'm saying. You know,
he was happy.
You know, I'm doing stuff, you know, so they can feel good. It doesn't matter about me. It's like me. I don't have horses so I can ride. I have them so my kids and everybody else can ride, because I enjoy watching people have a good time. I enjoy that. I enjoy watching people have a good time. Well, I'm an old guy. You know, I'm like sit on a rocking chair and watch people have fun. I mean, that's the most beautiful thing. And if it's something that, you know, like I don't believe in Santa Claus or I don't believe in Peter Cottontail, and I damn sure don't, you know, the only thing I like about Halloween is free candy. But you see, all these holidays, Thanksgiving is a big one that you always get thrown on a guilt trip if you eat turkey. Oh, you're colonized, you know, and, you know, the thing about it, Philip, is I'm proud of you for what you do for your son, Lucas, because his life is he's going to live. You ain't going to be able to live his life one day down the line. He's got to live it. But you're him the tools to live that life. You're giving him everything, the happiness he needs today. He needs happiness today, and you're giving it to him. And that's what we do, me and Bimber and all of us, you know. Yeah, we don't believe in Santa Claus, but we say, hey, Santa Claus bought you this, you know. We know he didn't. you know. You know, but you got these AIM people. They're not really like this. They only do this when they first show up, and after they get pissed off and run off, you don't see them no more. They come in like gangbusters, and next thing you don't see them no more. They're the ones that start all this baloney. They come start a bunch of crap, and then they leave. Call you, colonize, and all this, and then they leave. You don't see them no more. They found a new mate while they was in AIM. They joined AIM to find a mate. They did on Facebook to find a mate. So in order to find this mate, they come in talking all this gung-ho, traditional, non-colonized and all this stuff, and I'm a tough guy and all that. And then when they find their mate, you don't see them no more. Then they're over there sitting next to Santa Claus and Sears or Walmart. Then they sold everything. They sold everything that they was talking about aside, and they're at the voting booth, you know. Then they're over there running with their veteran buddy with his veteran cap on. Then, you know, then you see them over there hanging out with the police or something. You know, they do all this. It's just like the AIM leader shaking hands with the cops. You know, when he went to France, he said, you French people were our natural friends, you know. when France stole all the land, you see, you know what I'm talking about. You see, people, they talk all this crap, and then they leave, and they throw you on all these guilt trips, then they're gone. Hanging out with Santa Claus, hanging out with Plymouth Rock, and hanging out with Count Dracula, and hanging out with Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You know, and one guy shaked hands with Obama 10 years ago and still has a picture of him shaking his hand. Probably didn't wash his hand. You see, I see them doing this. It's just like this Buffy St. Marie deal. It kind of still didn't go away. But they're over there defending. Look what she did for the Indian people. She's a trailblazer. She did this and she did that for the people. She ain't no trailblazer.
And she ain't no people either.
How many of our people play guitar and write their own songs? Like she's the only one does it? Like she's the only one she's the only one that did that because she sold out. And then she lives in Hawaii. She ain't living with our people today. She's living in Hawaii. And you still want to defend her? And she's too wicked. She don't want to take a DNA test because, you know, the DNA test is going to prove that she's come from that one family over there, you know? You see, but there's people still defending her, and our people will defend people like that all the way to the end. Just like, remember that Phil Stevens? Remember
him?
Phil Stevens showed up with Mario Gonzalez and all them, was going to try to get everybody to buy the Black Hills, take the money and all that. And he had all these supporters. And those that didn't support him were getting condemned and saying, we're all stupid. We're all a bunch of ex-felons, you know. our people,
I remember that.
Our people get behind this kind of stuff. You know, they follow the cult. They jump in cults real quick, you know. Well, we're not a cult, you know. Remember, none of us are in a cult.
You know, Tanshi, that talking about Buffy Santa Marie, you know, when you look at it, she used the Indian to get where she's at. She took that away from a real Indian that was going to do that. You know, like you were saying, she took an Indian girl off there and replaced her with somebody else, you know. I don't know. You know, why didn't she take that Indian girl and put her out there to help her out?
The people that support her, don't know she did all this stuff. All they know is she was on TV. All they know is she's a celebrity. And they don't know all the stuff she did, you know? And they don't know that we, you know, all our people, especially all of us here and the people listening, and, you know, like last week we had a screwed up radio show, right? And
yep.
So after the radio show ended, we did another one, you know, to try to make up for it. And it was just me, Wayne, and Philip on. So, but yet I look, there's a bunch of people still tuned in and tuned into us and caught us at the tail end what we did. You see, there's still some good things coming out. I'm not saying we're, you know, but there's people that hear our message. And our message is this. Don't get caught up supporting the cult. Our people need your help. You know, our people need you. And you want to stop the violence and stop all this, then quit being American. Because if you're over here saying, talking about them murdering in Gaza, but yet you're flying American flag, you know, still you're wearing that veteran's cap, still you're, you know, you see my point. My point is we have to survive, right? So we all do this, just like Wayne told me a couple weeks ago. Yep, we all do this and that because I was teasing them. And we all do what we got to do, you know. And sometimes it's like one time the cops stopped us and we was packing some guns and stuff in the car, you know. This happened a long time ago, FBI. That's your limitation. The cops stop us, and we're sitting in the car, and I'm saying, yes, sir, no, sir, because I don't want the cops digging in the car, right? Hey, yes, sir,
yep.
No, sir. Yes, sir, okay, thank you, sir. And my bro sitting beside me, he says, stop sucking ass. he told me, stop sucking ass, you know, right in front of the cop. And that cop said, what did you say? And he said, my bro was over there. He said, I told him, stop sucking ass. The cop just kind of laughed and said, all right. He said, I'm just going to give you a warning and let you go. You know, so that's what he did. He let us go. But my bro, they didn't know what kind of break. You know what I mean? You know, I was caught in a little spot. I mean, I
no
didn't
kind
want
of compassion.
To get shook down. I didn't want to get shook down that day. You know what I mean?
Yep. I know the feeling.
That's a good one. Like sometimes we end up doing stuff, you know? But my point is I'm not getting on nobody's case because, you know, like I said, even me, I got caught in a spot. Don't be sucking ass, you know. And, you know, we get put in spots, but we can't get brainwashed to thinking that some things are necessary and good. We have to look at the reality of everything, you know.
There was 50 years in the car, and your brother was telling you not to suck ass. That's
50 years of time sitting in the car, and I'm over there, just, you know, and he's sitting there all bold.
That's pretty cool.
Sucking ass. Just because he just got out 60 days before that, you know.
Damn.
We've all been in some kind of trip, you know, and I don't want nobody to feel bad or get pissed at me or anything. But all I know is we can do better, right?
You know, that goes back to that word I usually use, wachpanicha, you know. That's
wachpanicha,
a big meaning, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big meaning in a Lakota way is because look at Rosebud Pine Ridge Reservation. What is there, you know, and how do they keep us like this? And they don't give a damn, you know. And like you were saying, that Stevens, everybody got behind him. He was a bunch of BS, you know, but yet they got behind him. What about the people that are trying to survive there, you know? What about them? And that's the part that all these guys don't think about. We're all in the same damn boat. Americans are stealing from us, taking everything of ours, never acknowledge it. That's the American.
So break that word down to our listeners, what you said, wachpanicha, because that's a good word. And,
yeah, look at,
you know, like,
okay, wachpanicha is these things that belong to us. We're rich, the land, all the stuff that's ours, but yet we're the most neglected people there are. We have nothing. Wachpanicha, that's what that means. We
kind
have
of
nothing.
Like Unchika, right? Kind of.
It goes,
like,
yeah. It goes.
Unchika,
yeah, it goes beyond that.
Unchika.
See, we're rich.
Yeah.
We're rich in everything that's there belongs to us, but yet the neglect that they give us, and the way they keep us down, as poor as we are, we don't have nothing. Wachpanicha. See, that's
yeah.
What it is. That's us. See, we're wachpanicha. We're,
yeah.
Because of how
we're
being treated.
We're going to have to get ready and go, but Philip, any last words?
Nah, it was just a really good show. I'm glad I tuned in to listen and throwing some words there for myself.
And what about you, Wayne? Wayne.
This is the greatest show on earth right here. And you know what? This is before. Hey, listen, last year, you were trying to get some wood because you had that blizzard going on over there, those 3-foot drifts.
Oh, yeah.
See, I remember the last show last Christmas, okay? So, you know, it's still the best show on earth. And everyone out there listening in, thank you, too, as well.
Yeah, last year at this time, I was waving a $100 bill in front of people. They wouldn't bring me wood. We was cutting chairs and stuff up, you know? People are wicked. And here, these same people right now are saying, hey, Tanashi, you need some wood? I got some ash. You know, how is it? I'm Wachinko this year. I'm Wachinko. I want to get my own wood, you know?
Yeah.
I was out there sawing away this morning, you know? So,
pure Wachinko this year.
Yeah, don't come over. You know, when I need your help and you stab me in the back, you know. But all you people out there with good hearts, you know, and all of you, and, you know, you give Lucas a hug from us.
Yeah.
Wayne, you give your mom
Christmas
a hug from us. And Tanashi, all your kids are my babies, and I love them all.
Yes,
all your kids.
Pila.
And all your family. And, enjoy the times, you know. I'm not telling you, I'm not telling you to go over there and suck Santa Claus's ass or nothing.
Shit, I'm reading Wachpanicha right now. She said,
but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Tanashi.
Oh, we'll say a prayer and end the show. Hi, Atunkashla.
And, you know, thank you guys, you know, and like I said, all of you out there, I hope you, you know, enjoy some time, and, you know, you're going to die at all. We'll be right back.
my mother back to me.
Electrical. Innentől sok fejtől, most így is ki, aki van kicsi, akkor tudom.